Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I am Bamature John. Today is Tuesday, August 12th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Today we are going to talk about news and notes from the first scrimmage Alabama had, but we have breaking news right now. Ty is indeed the guy. Ty Simpson's been named the starter for Alabama. And then we're going to go through various updates on position groups, on the offense, on the defense, everything we learned, and just all the tidbits we've heard coming out of the scrimmage. So, welcome to the podcast. We have over 2,600 subscribers now on our YouTube channel. Thank you very much for those that have subscribed and are viewing and listening. We also put the podcast out on Apple Podcast, on Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeart, RSS. Thank you to each and every one of you that listen and consume our content. Let's jump in here. We have Will K joining us today. Will K, go ahead and comment on the news of this week of Ty Simpson being named the starter. Ty is indeed the guy.
Yeah, I think no big surprise here, right? And kind of saw this coming the whole way. It's just now it's official. I don't think there was, ever really any big doubt that it wasn't going to be him. It was always his job to lose, but it's just official now. And I think that for now, he's the starter. He's proven that he's the most consistent. He has the best leadership. He's the oldest. I mean, I guess he has the most experience. Sorry.
Hang in there, Will. All right, are we
Jeez.
losing you?
I think he has the
All
most
right,
experience.
don't lose your cookies here on screen. Okay, get back to
Nah, sorry, there's some in my
it.
throat. He has the most experience out of all of them, which is still not a lot. He still has yet to throw a passing touchdown.
In a game.
Also, Matt, yeah, in a game. But yeah, I don't think this is a big surprise, kind of what we saw coming.
Everything that came out of spring practice indicated that he was the leader in the clubhouse and that he was the favorite to do it. I do think they had a real competition. I really think they gave Keelan and they gave particularly Austin Mack a good look. I think they wanted to go with the best quarterback, and I just don't think either one of those guys. It's not surprising that Keelan, as a true freshman, is not ready to go. And then I just think Austin Mack's not ready to take over. I think Ty's had the reps, he's put in the years. I don't think it's just honoring the fact that he's the oldest and been with the program the longest. I really think they want to roll out the best guy that they think's ready to run the offense, has the most experience. And I truly believe that Ty Simpson is that guy. Now, if Ty stumbles and performs poorly against Florida State, Wisconsin, Georgia, might they throw Austin Mack in? And I do think Austin Mack is the number two guy. I think if Ty's struggling, I think they're going to go to Austin first and give him the turn. But that's my take on the situation. I think it's a true competition. I think Ty set himself apart. I do think one of the other two guys, if it was close, was really going to have to set themselves apart from Ty to take the job. And I don't think either one of them did that. And I never got the sense that that was the case. It was interesting that after the scrimmage, before they made it official, and I think it leaked out. I think that they leaked out that they announced it in meetings, and then people leaked it out before DeBoer came out and officially said so. But afterwards, he noted that Ty and Austin took the majority of the snaps with the ones and the twos, and that Keelan played, but they didn't note that Keelan was on the same level. So I even think coming out of the scrimmage before they made it official, I think it was clear that Ty was one, Austin was two, and that Keelan was number three. That's my sense. What do you think about Austin being the guy that if Ty falters, they're going to turn it over to Austin first before they give it to Keelan?
Yeah, I think they'll go to Mac second, because he transferred to be with DeBoer and Grubb. He went to Washington, and then DeBoer left, and then he came here. So
Yeah, it's his third year under DeBoer. And it's his second year under Grubb, and he had the benefit of a year under Grubb, whereas Keelan's never been under Grubb. But I think Grubb, I think he's a quarterback whisperer. I think he really knows how to coach him up, and I think Ty must have impressed Grubb the most, because otherwise I think Austin or Keelan would be in there. So I'm optimistic.
I am too.
Anything else on the quarterback before we jump into these other items of news and note from the scrimmage? So Ty's the starter. We got the QB report. All right, let's talk about the running backs. Any thoughts, options? Tell us about what you're hearing on the running backs and news and notes there.
That basically Jam's going to be the guy. Grubb says he loves him. He said that he loves that guy. I think we'll see some other guys get their chance, but I think it's Jam's show for now.
I'm gonna note that everything I read, and no one was allowed into the scrimmage, so we really don't know what happened there. But they really came out singing Daniel Hill's praises. And I think Daniel Hill is a different type of running back than anybody else we have on the roster. I think he's got power, but my understanding is he's got some speed and burst to him too. They really were noted that he can catch the ball, and that he can be a pass catcher. So it sounds like he can be an every down type of running back. So I think it's going to be Jam one, Daniel Hill two, but I think Daniel Hill may be the short yardage back, the goal line back. And since Jam did not impress last year, I thought Jam was an average SEC back, not a great Alabama running back that we normally expect. I think that unless Jam takes it to a different level, I think we're going to see a lot of Daniel Hill. And then I'm going to be very interested to see if Jam does step it up another level and really, becomes a Josh Jacobs, becomes, somebody like a Kenyon Drake type of player, and can set himself apart from this group of running backs. I'm expecting a lot of Daniel Hill, a lot of Jam Miller, and then we'll see who else comes in and plays. Or can one of these other guys, a Richard Young, a Dre Washington, step up and really supplant Jam? But I think Jam's got to deliver a whole lot more than he did last year, if he wants to keep his job. And I think they're going to give three or four running backs opportunities, but I think Daniel Hill's going to get a lot of playing time, particularly in short yardage and goal line situations, red zone situations. That's my take on the running back. All right, any other thoughts there?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, let's jump into the receiver room, and let's talk about what we're hearing, thoughts from the receivers coming out of the scrimmage, thoughts, news, notes. Go ahead, tell us about the receivers.
I'm hearing good things about Lotzier Brooks, that he's going to have a role. It's a very crowded wide receiver room, a lot of mouths to feed, headlined by the stud Ryan Williams. Got Jeremy Bernard, of course, Isaiah Horton. They're all going to get their fair share. I think Lotzier Brooks might have like a Jaylen Waddle type role. That one year, this was not as good as that 2018 wide receiver core, but we had four really good wide receivers in Waddle, Judy Smith, and Henry Ruggs. I don't think it'll quite be that caliber, but just a lot of different options, a lot of depth. So,
Good reports came out of the scrimmage. He didn't really talk. DeBoer did not talk about Ryan Williams, but you don't need to. We know what Ryan Williams is. He didn't really talk about him. He mentioned Jeremy and said he did some good things. He mentioned Isaiah Horton. He also mentioned Rico Scott and Cole Adams. I think those guys are going to get some run. I think they're going to get some play. Again, Cole Adams is that Julian Edelman, Wes Welker type player, possession receiver, that guy that can get open on third and short, third and medium, pick up those yards you need to get quick hit, boom, get open, hit him. And I think Ty's going to be able to do that. And then Rico Scott, I think he is one of the going to be one of the next great Alabama wide receivers. And as you said, it's a loaded room. Lutzier, Brooks, Jaylen Waddle type guy. They've got a lot of weapons they can roll out. And Rico Scott, I think, can go up and get the ball. And then you got Isaiah Horton. I'm excited about this wide receiver room. I think it's going to be really dynamic.
I agree.
All right. Next is the O-line. I think there were some things that came out of the scrimmage on the O-line. Updates, thoughts about the offensive line and what you've heard, news and notes about that coming out of the scrimmage.
I heard that Jaden Roberts is still a little hurt. He was not in the scrimmage. I think that our offensive line will be really good. You know, a lot of strength, a lot of veterans on that offensive line there. But we'll see what Wilkin can do. Wilkin's a junior now. I mean, you know, that's upperclassman, but I don't know if he has the status of a veteran yet. He still needs to figure some things out. I'm mostly talking about Parker Brailsford and Caden Proctor.
But there weren't any negatives that I heard coming out of the scrimmage, which is good for Wilkin. And we'll get to the defense, but to the credit of the offensive line, they were questioning the defense's ability to one, rush the passer, and two, stop the run. They were talking about gaps and gap protection, gap coverage. So it sounded like the offense got the best of the defense in the scrimmage. So hats off to the O-line. And remember, I talked about Geno Vandermark being one of the 10 most important players to this team. And Jaden Roberts had some health issues last year. And so it sounds like Geno and Cam Dewberry had a great scrimmage, played well. I think we've got depth on the offensive line, and I think Wilkin held up from everything I heard. I don't know whether we would have heard much, but maybe there have been more talk about the offense needs to do a better job of protecting the quarterback in pass protection, but I didn't hear any of that. So I think that's good. I'm excited about the offensive line. Good report from my standpoint. Any other thoughts on the O-line?
Nope.
And next on the agenda is the defense. And I alluded to the fact that it was a mixed bag from what I heard about the defense.
Yeah.
News, notes, thoughts on the defense coming out of the scrimmage.
Yeah, I heard that, like you just said, the offense kind of got the best of the defense, scored a few times. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe our offense is just that good.
I'm hoping that the offense is that good and not the defense is going to have some problems. What I'm worried about, which is one, run defense and getting pushed up the middle, and two, not just pressuring the quarterback, but getting to the quarterback and sacking. But again, it's hard to know how much pressure they really got in the scrimmage because they weren't allowed to take the quarterbacks to the ground. So we don't know for sure how effective they were on pass plays. But I am worried about the interior of the defense being able to stop the run and getting pounded on. And it seemed to be a point of contention in the scrimmage. So I'm concerned about it. And then on the pass defense, I didn't really hear anything bad about the pass defense. Nothing really of concern there. Thoughts on pass defense.
Yeah, I heard it was, fine. Gotten three interceptions so far in the 7-on-7 on a scrimmage. I mean, even if, it's just one scrimmage, but I think it should be the best defensive backfield in the nation.
Nope. Let's hope that our offense is that good and they're ready to go, and that the fact that they weren't singing the praises of the defense does not reflect on the fact that we're going to have a really good defense. It's just that the offense is good, and maybe the defense also, given that they didn't want to let them hit the quarterback, was hamstrung a little bit. And we're going to find out here in a couple of weeks. Got a second scrimmage coming up on Saturday. We'll see what the reports are there on the defense. We'll watch that also. With Ty getting the one reps, I'm assuming in the second scrimmage that's coming up Saturday, he's going to get more of the reps. We'll hear a lot more about Ty. They'll focus on that. They won't try to play up that it's still a quarterback battle, but we'll get more information about Ty, how he's looking, how he's running the offense, how he's preparing for Florida State. But also, I do want to hear them talking more about the defense being ready, about having better gap integrity against the run, also being able to set the edge, force things inside, push the pocket, and not just being driven, but maybe our offensive line's that good. Maybe they're really powerful. I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm excited about it. We're going to be here for it. We will see. So any last thoughts on the defense before we just move into specific players and news and notes on players? All right. Have you heard of Yonze Pierre?
I have.
Well, they were singing his praises, and he was noted among. I didn't hear him talking a lot about the defensive players. They noted some folks that were injured and banged up, but they did mention him. So I'm interested. What do you know about him? Because I had never heard of him
Yeah, I heard.
until they mentioned him in after the scrimmage.
Yeah, I think he made a few good plays last year. He's more of a role guy. I remember I was at the Wisconsin game and I watched that, and he made a few good plays in that. But he'll get more playing time this year, sounds like. So he should be good. Add to that pass rush and that depth.
Which we need.
Yeah.
That's good. And in terms of added depth, James Smith was out, and I'm curious how much not having him in there impacted. And we're gonna go into the injuries. And the good news is, I think Alabama's pretty healthy overall. I think Lotsier Brooks is back. He's good to go. I think Keon Sabb's out there. So really, the two players that they noted who were sitting out and not really involved were Jaden Roberts and James Smith. So Jaden Roberts on the offense, we've talked about that. He had injury problems last year, and again, I think that's why Geno Vandemark and Cam Dewberry are super important, is we don't know if Jaden Roberts can stay healthy. Are they being cautious and just making sure he's healthy, ready to go, or is he really struggling with injuries he's going to fight all year? And then I don't know what's wrong with James Smith. They didn't really mention it, but I know he is a big factor. He's an important player,
He is.
and we need him. We need him to be healthy and ready to go. And I'm not sure in the middle. Behind him and behind Keenan, who are our big run stuffers?
I mean, that's it really,
Those are the
LT.
name guys. Other than that, well, LT's an edge guy. He's not a middle of the line run stuffer. He's not a D tackle. He's not a Quinnen Williams. He's an edge guy, and we need LT to do his thing. But the ability to stop that, to collapse the pocket, to blow up those interior runs, it's going to be on those two guys and whoever the backups are there behind them. And hopefully we've got some other guys that can spell them. We need James Smith to be healthy, but it's good that overall on the injury report front right now, I am not aware of other injured players, major injuries. So seem to be pretty healthy going into Florida State right now. All right. Any other news, notes, thoughts for today? With the big news being Ty is indeed the guy. Just as we've said all along, he was going to be the guy. Any other news, notes, thoughts before we wrap
Nope,
this one up?
I don't think so. I think, just one scrimmage, we'll just have to wait a couple weeks to really see in Florida State.
All right, Will K, did I lose you?
No, can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. No, I got you. Just want to make sure you're still there. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition. Big news is Ty Simpson is the starter. They're going to prep him and get him ready for game one. We're hoping that that means he's going to be ready to go. He's going to be fantastic. Thank you all for listening and viewing. God bless and Roll Tide. Roll Tide, Will Kilgore.
Roll Tide.